narrated Safwan bin Ya'la bin Umayyah that his father said, I participated in Al-Usra expedition, that is, the Ghazwa of Tabuk, along with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ya'la added, my participation in that Ghazwa was the best of my deeds to me. Ya'la said, I had a laborer who quarreled with somebody, and one of the two bit the hand of the other. Allah, the sub-narrator said, Safwan told me who bit whom, but I forgot it. And the one who was bitten pulled his hand out of the mouth of the bitter. So one of the incisors of the biter was broken. So we came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he considered the biters for Allah's forgiveness for them, and left the secrets of their hearts for Allah to judge. Then I came to him, and when I greeted him, he smiled a smile of an angry person, and then said, come on. So I came walking till I sat before him. He said to me, what stopped you from joining us? Had you not purchased an animal for carrying you? I answered, yes, O Allah's Messenger. But by Allah, if I were sitting before any person from among the people of the world other than you, I would have avoided his anger with an excuse. By Allah, I have been bestowed with the power of speaking fluently and eloquently. But by Allah, I knew well that if today I tell you a lie to seek your favor, Allah would surely make you angry with me in the near future. But if I tell you the truth, though you will get angry because of it, I hope for Allah's forgiveness. Really, by Allah, there was no excuse for me. By Allah, I had never been stronger or wealthier than I was when I remained behind you. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, as regards this man, he has surely told the truth. So get up till Allah decides your case. I got up, and many men of Banu Salama followed me and said to me, by Allah, we never witnessed you doing any sin before this. Surely, you failed to offer excuse to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, as the others who did not join him have offered. The supplication of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to Allah to forgive you would have been sufficient for you. By Allah, they continued blaming me so much that I intended to return to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and accuse myself of having told a lie. But I said to them, is there anybody else who has met the same fate as I have? They replied, yes, there are two men who have said the same thing as you have, and to both of them was given the same order as given to you. I said, who are they? They replied, Murara bin al-Rabir al-Amri and Hilal bin Umayyah al-Waqifi. By that, they mentioned to me two pious men who had attended the Ghazwa Battle of Badr, and in whom there was an example for me. So I did not change my mind when they mentioned them to me. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, forbade all the Muslims to talk to us, the three aforesaid persons out of all those who had remained behind in that Ghazwa. So, we kept away from the people, and they changed their attitude towards us, till the very land where I lived appeared strange to me as if I did not know it. We remained in that condition for 50 nights. As regards my two other fellows, they remained shut in their houses and kept on weeping. But I was the youngest of them and the firmest of them. So I used to go out and offer the salah, prayers, along with the Muslims, and roam about in the markets. But none would talk to me, and I would come to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and greet him while he was sitting in his gathering after the salah, prayer, and I would wonder whether the Prophet, peace be upon him, did move his lips in return to my greetings or not. Then I would offer my salah, prayer, near to him, and look at him stealthily. When I was busy with my salah, he would turn his face towards me. But when I turned my face to him, he would turn his face away from me. When this harsh attitude of the people lasted long, I walked till I scaled the wall of the garden of Abu Qatada, who was my cousin and dearest person to me, and I offered my greetings to him. By Allah, he did not return my greetings. I said, O Abu Qatada, I beseech you by Allah, do you know that I love Allah and his Messenger, peace be upon him? He kept quiet. I asked him again, beseeching him by Allah, but he remained silent. Then I asked him again in the name of Allah. He said, Allah and his Messenger, peace be upon him, claim as invalid. That is, the biter did not get a recompense for his broken incisor. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, should he leave his hand in your mouth so that you might snap it, as if it were in the mouth of a male camel to snap it?